Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. And yes, it does. Seniors do matter. We all do matter, don't we, out there in our Roaring Fork listening land. But when I'm on KDNK, I'm talking about senior matters. And the matters in our senior community sometimes seem to be multiplying. And why are they multiplying? Population is increasing. That makes a difference. And it's a good thing. We've got an incredible community family of all ages, from the little ones to the middle ones to the medium ones, the adults and the parents and the grandparents. And our community is rich with life. And that's why I'm here. We're talking about life. Talking about life at Senior Matters. And let me tell you a little bit about Senior Matters. Senior Matters is an organization to provide education and social programs for seniors all ages. We are located here at 3rd Street Center, room 33. We have all kinds of good things going on there. We have art class. We have Tai Chi. We have, oh my goodness, come on, Diane, what else do we have? What's the senior moment supposed to be about? I forgot it. So our classes at 3rd Street Center are open for, if you want to check on our website, seniorsmatter.org, or call 970-230-258 and ask any question you would like about seniors and what's going on at 3rd Street with Senior Matters. What's going on with seniors in our community? It seems like there are so many incredible resources and agencies around for our health care, our mental care, our daily life care, and for the things that are important to we seniors. We've got a new community member business that we're going to be talking about. And I have the pleasure of introducing again Lisa Page. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to be talking about something that's new on the scene. But let me introduce it in the way it was in the beginning a couple of years ago. Roaring Fork Brain Train. That was a program created with the vision of Diane Darling for her sister, Cheryl, to have a program of enrichment for her sister. So Senior Matters had the pleasure of collaborating with Diane, bringing to our senior center at 3rd Street 2 days of programs for our relatives who had cognitive memory issues. And that program was successful. It became successful because the community got behind it. When we told them that we were hiring professionals to bring this program to its best, grants were written, donations were given, and our program lasted for 2 years. It did. It was a wonderful program. And guess what? Lisa Page is associated with a brand new one, and it's called the Roaring Fork Enrichment. Lisa, let's talk. So, tell us about Roaring Fork Enrichment.
So when the change occurred, when there was discussion towards the last few days of Roaring Fork Brain Train, that discussion started to include Amanda Wagner from the Aspen Clinic. Amanda has been president of a nonprofit called My Community Health Foundation. And between the discussion between Diane and Amanda, there was a synergy that was recognized. And Diane wanted to have a nonprofit involved in the Roaring Fork Brain Train, in that program. And Amanda was selected to do that.
Okay. And where is the program now? What's happening with the program? What is it all about?
Yeah. Well, we had actually envisioned bringing this program back probably not quite a year ago. And part of bringing it back was a part of the renovation that was planned to happen at the Mid-Valley Center, where the Aspen Clinic is located. So we were envisioning actually a location in Basalt. Mm-hmm. And so we worked along that plan for quite some time, and then things shifted as we could, you know, as things do.
Mm-hmm. And life goes on.
And life goes on, yes. We look for something new. And at that point also we had a very wonderful individual step in and provide some leadership. Lisa Robiano, you may be familiar with her. She provided some leadership earlier this year and helped us to try to really drive forward where we were a little bit stopped, mainly because we were looking for this location at that point. So she and I worked together and did quite a bit of location hunting, you could say. Towards about, I would say, early summer, late spring, early summer, we then started having discussion with Healthy Aging, with Eagle County Healthy Aging. And that seems like a very collaborative kind of effort too. So we were able to then get on their calendar, which is a very busy calendar, and we now have our location at the Elgibel Community Center.
Yes. If I am correct, the Elgibel Community Center holds lunches on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It does.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the mm-hmm. center. Yes, what a perfect location.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, so now you got your home. What you gonna do, honey?
Okay. So we looked at the previous model that Diane had, and just to give the listeners a little bit of background on that, Diane had used a example, a model that's in place in Orange County, California. It's an incredible national model. And so she had scaled it back, brought it here to our community. And when I looked at that, and in discussion with both Diane and several other people, it's a very wonderful model. It does cost quite a bit of money.
Yes, it does.
And that was something that I did not want to replicate that. I hesitated to do that, mainly because it's a very difficult thing to do to try to raise as much money as what was needed for that program. So I propose that we scale back and bring it back to more of a grassroots type of effort. Bring it down to one day a week, and use a standard curriculum instead of having a curriculum that was a combination of various professionals. Let's use a standard curriculum that is it's part of a group called Total Brain Health. So we'll be using that curriculum, which is actually a very good curriculum. There are components that are cognitive and social, movement components, and then of course, because of my background, I have a small nutritional component too that I'll do.
Okay. So in this one day, how many clients? What is there a fee? More, honey.
Yes. So one of the it's hard to even convey the importance, but Diane, so far reaching in her vision and her professional capacity, was able to create a kind of a fund, I guess you could say, in a way. And so in that transition, we were able to now, as TACCESS, or My Community Health Foundation, we are now the stewards of that. I think that's important for the community to know, because many people did step forth when there was a request for funds. With fundraising, everybody needs to know that that didn't go away. That so their good work is what we are building on. In this initial phase, we recognize that the fee structure needs to be something that the community can support. So initially, we are considering sliding scale, low cost, perhaps anything from, say, $10 to $25 per session.
Okay. So I want to bring my father. And what are the steps forward for me as the one who wants him to participate? What do we go through?
Mm-hmm. We want you to come to our open house.
Oh, the beginning.
Yes. And as I met with many community members, and I did this by actually going to the Basalt Sunday Market. Okay. So I got to meet people and pitch the idea. And I learned that this is something that our community recognizes as a need. However, people are not quite sure how it will fit in to what they're already doing in caring for their loved one. And as I spoke to the board about this, I said, you know, what if we kind of just fling the doors open and let people check us out? So the idea of the open house developed.
I like that. Check us out. Yes.
Yeah. So come to our open house.
And your open house is when?
It's going to be September 25th from 1 to 4 at the El Jebel Community Center.
The 25th is what day?
A Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you listening to that, everyone? So in your capacity, no, let me go. So at the open house, mm-hmm. I'm going to be coming in with my father. Mm-hmm. What will the open house tell me? You know, what kind of program presentation, mm-hmm. or what are you doing?
Well, in my work, in my professional life, my non-profit life, I do quite a bit of work in long-term care and nursing homes. And one of the aspects of care that I feel is very important is in those settings is that the family has the capacity capability to look around and say, I really want my loved one in this setting. Some people may be familiar with a community center, some people may not. So I want people to get a feel for what it would be like bringing their loved one to the facility. They need to get a feel for us as professionals. Is this somebody that they would want to leave their loved one with? Mm-hmm. Do they feel safe about what we're doing? So we will be doing a brief presentation of the curriculum. That'll be a kind of a loop. So it's going to repeat. We'll have some light refreshments. I will have some of the instructors there, so we'll be able to do a little bit of a meet and greet. People can ask all kinds of questions about how it would benefit them and their loved one.
In my thinking, when I said me and my father, I just then also thought about the person who would like not to bring mom or dad. And my thinking is, yes, bring mom and dad. You know, don't exclude them from this open house. You know, I mean, but that's my thought, you know. Mm-hmm. Where are you? What do you see as?
I was a caretaker for my mom for 5 years, and I took her wherever I could until I couldn't. And so I would encourage that with another person too.
Wheelchair accessible?
Yes, and that's one of the things about this facility. We looked at many, Lisa and I looked at many facilities, and the wheelchair access, lower level, all of that was very important to us.
Okay. Now, I've been in the dining room. Mm-hmm. That's the same room you will be using for this program?
A little smaller space. Okay. It's one of the other smaller spaces.
Okay, super. That smaller space, I'm thinking of what I see as all white. And is there going to be a look that's not sterile?
Well,
I'm sorry about that. That's, yeah, you know, visually, mm-hmm, the where I'm going.
I think over time we will work with Eagle County on what can be stored there, okay, or what we need to bring in on a regular basis. Okay. I also think that the participants in the program and the caregivers, there's a lot of input I want to solicit from caregivers as to what they feel is important to be in the facility too. One of the setting that was at Senior Matters, the office over at 3rd Street, the wonderful thing about that setting is things could be left there mostly, mm-hmm, or stored away. This is a multi-use facility, and so that's going to be something we'll have to, I think, work out over time.
I hear you. Equipment. What are your needs?
Right now, chairs and tables, and I think we'll get those from, I'm sure we'll get those from Eagle County. So okay, not a whole lot to start with. Comfort, we may be looking for, in working with our movement instructors, they may want more seated, or they may want things that are more floor oriented. Mm-hmm. They are the experts in that, so I'm, mm-hmm, leaving that component up to them, and they'll let me know what works,
okay,
best for them.
So how will we know what works best for them? How can, you know, website, all kinds
of
information,
of course,
like that. I think, you know, for those of us, and I do have paperwork, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how would our community do contact with you?
This was wonderful. So thank you very much for making sure, you know, giving me the space to do this announcement. I have been very busy getting the announcements put onto our calendars and our local newspapers. We have social media available, and I have also been able to connect with a few of the groups in the area that are interested in promoting this particular kind of program too.
Oh, perfect. Just for you, just in case you tuned in late, and I am talking with Lisa Page, and we're talking about the brand new Roaring Fork Enrichment Program, a program for individuals with early to moderate memory loss, and this is all about them opening September 25th, a grand opening open house. So, you're going to be a active participant in the program.
Yes, I will actually be one of the instructors.
Yay. That's a good thing. That's
Thank
a good
you.
Thing. For our listening audience out there, if you would like to call in, ask a question to Lisa, please do. 963-2769, I think, is the number. If it ain't, it's been a long time. It's studio is 963-2976. Now, a little more about you, my dear. I think the program, you say you've been in the healthcare a long time, and as a nutritionist, as a personal caregiver, that's outside. I know you took all your skills. And as nutritionist, what have you learned about food and Alzheimer's or memory?
Mm-hmm. In the settings that I work as a dietitian, mm-hmm, by the time individuals are in a setting like that, the memory losses can be pretty significant. And there are all kinds of things that are present in the dietary pattern of that individual. What I try to do from the very beginning, when someone is new to that environment, is make sure that we are seeing a consistent eating pattern. And, are we providing the foods that this individual enjoys? Are we making sure that mealtime has the social aspect that it needs to have? Are we providing the correct utensils? So in that kind of setting, that's maybe kind of a little more outside of what you might do in a home, but similar in some ways. And so for families that are caretakers, mm-hmm. I would encourage the same types of things, making sure that mealtime is not rushed. I think that is, I have seen that with families that have a lot of responsibilities. An aging adult could be living with a family that has children of multiple ages. There may be some adult children that are still at home, and mealtimes might be kind of rushed mm-hmm. and scattered. For someone who is experiencing a cognitive loss, the mealtime becomes very important to probably have a more structure and definitely more time.
I have seen that. Mm-hmm. And I see that every mm-hmm. day.
Yeah. Independence at mealtime continues to be important. So providing some utensils that may be modified. For example, if an individual has a tremor, then modified utensils can sometimes help. The other is that the loss of appetite or the slowing down of the eating is sometimes a part of the underlying disease process. And so it may be that the kinds of foods get changed up. Mm-hmm. We look for foods now this is again in a more advanced process, but we look for foods that are actually a little bit higher in calories and fat because we are thinking that person is probably not going to have a lot to eat. Mm-hmm. So we want to provide enough calories to prevent the skeletal muscle deconditioning.
I hear you loud and clear.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And in the way I work in my life, mm-hmm. I see that as being an important factor in the plates of the residents that I see. Mm-hmm. I see where chef has and the dietitian and the nutritionists have all gone in and plates are assembled and mm-hmm. food is served in the best manner. Utensils, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And so in private home care, mm-hmm. I think we kind of forget about that. We want to keep our patterns the way it has always been. And yes, I agree, it should be kept as it always has been as far as time framing. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's the way the family member's clock is ticking, mm-hmm. and yes on the calorie, and yes on the fluids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. Having a loved one at home, being a caregiver, caretaker, is a big job. It's a lot. I say that, because of my experience. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, it was back in the 90s, and there certainly wasn't as much conversation that we were having now. We weren't really even seeing people live quite as long. And now we have older adults in their 90s. Late 80s and 90s that are still living at home and maintaining independence in many ways. I think in our valley, because we are very active, we see older people remaining active for quite some time, and it's really changed the way that we think about how people age and what we think is kind of normal for an older person.
And it's amazing when you say that and comment on it. I see a lot of the seniors out there in their shorts and running the walk paths and hiking and riding their bikes. And I am saying, hello, Amy Haddon Marsh. And I am saying to myself, oh, my God, aren't we remarkable? What an incredible
very
community,
much.
You know. Anyway, I said hello to Amy Haddon Marsh, and now I'm going to be saying goodbye to all of you listeners out there. Thank you, Lisa Page.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, and good luck on your open house September 25th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. El Jebel.